Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
And it's Tink. Hey, y'all.
Hitmaker.
Hey. Returning guests, but never together. Yeah, always separately.
Sure. Yes, this is a first.
That's true, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a minute.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, it's great to see you. You look amazing.
Thank you.
Yes, definitely.
Good to see y'all, too.
For sure.
I missed y'all.
Yeah. No, and you got this exciting new project, Pillow Talk.
Yes, my new album, y'all, Pillow Talk. Executive produced by Hitmaker.
Not the first time either, huh?
Not the first time. This is our second album.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm super excited about it.
Okay. So what made you decide we got to go back in again?
I think it was just the way, you know, the first album hit, Heat mm-hmm. of the Moment, that dropped last year, last summer. We caught a wave off it. You know, the response was really good. And of course, you know, I'm at Empire, so it's just organic. We in the same building, you know, on the same team. I'm like, let's keep it going.
Shout out to Empire.
Yeah, shout out to Empire.
So we saw that you guys confirmed that you're in a relationship. Is that true or false?
No, I don't think we confirmed that ever.
Nah, you confirmed it?
Did I confirm that?
No. I saw some headlines when it happened.
Really?
Okay. I mean, on some G shit though. nah, this for real. Me and Tink, like, we like this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that a lot of people put values and titles into different things or whatever. But, I mean, we best friends. We do everything together. We talk about everything together, talk on the phone for hours. And we got a real personal relationship that's bigger than a business as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that our personal relationship feeds into the business. So, you know what I'm saying? But I just think that
we're
super close and locked in, for real.
I think that's what that was. I had made a post, I think, like, last December.
Mm-hmm.
And I put a caption, locked in. We was in the studio. So I think that kind of, like, made it look like.
But we was locked in the studio. That's when I was like, yeah. You know, they're going to assume whatever they want, though.
We was locked in the
His
lab.
His explanation made it seem like it's more than just business, though.
It's my dog. This is my dog. I don't even think, like, to be honest with you, even if from an executive level and just, like, being in the game so long or whatever, I always think that women should kind of, like, unless they really there, like, they should always be available. You know what I'm saying? They have to be someone's fantasy. You know what I'm saying? Like, from mm-hmm. a man perspective, and just to be open with that. But honestly, like, man, like.
You think that's true? Women have to always be available? I want to get your opinion, Tink, because.
I always tell him it's not really like that. To me, these days, I think, like, people like to see who you're talking to. Mm-hmm. Or they like to kind of, like, follow you, follow along with your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Plus, so, it ain't going to stop no guy from trying to talk to her.
Nah, for sure.
And that's facts. To be honest, sometimes men want you more when they see you attached to somebody.
Yeah, that's what I was coming mm-hmm. with.
But I do understand that perspective, though. Like, you want to make sure that, you know, men can still, like, fantasize about you.
Oh, they're still fantasizing. I don't know if you heard Kevin Gates.
I understand it, though, too.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, nah, he's style, one of a kind, man. Shout out to Kevin Gates.
Yeah. Yeah, he went in with that freestyle.
He took it all the way.
Yeah, he went crazy. Mm-hmm. Not Beyonce, was he?
Yeah, he talked about a few people.
Yeah, but she's, you know.
Yeah, she's married.
Yeah, that's even crazier, being married and, like, taking your shot. He bold.
Yeah, but I don't think you being somebody's wife is gonna stop anything for you.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's interesting to me.
You think it's different for guys, like for a guy to be openly in a relationship? You think that that shouldn't happen? Like, should y'all be available too?
That's the right way to look at it.
I think men always available because niggas just ain't shit.
You know what? God. Trifling. Oh,
wow. Yeah. That's an honest answer.
Right.
Yeah. I know. You know, I don't lie.
Like, last time you was on here, one of the first things we asked you was, when are you going to find a nice girl?
And what I told y'all, never. Probably not.
Mm-hmm. You still feel that way?
Nah.
He said never.
Mm-hmm. See, like, I mean, shit, as you get older, you get to find different things. Like, I worked so hard to reinvent myself and, like, I had no personal life. No, I have no kids. I have no nothing that just, like, drives it. Now I'm at a certain level to where I'm at an elevated level and I've accomplished some of the things that I set out to accomplish. And it's more so like, damn, like, you missing out on that. So some days I'm like super into like, man, damn, I want to have a kid. I want to have a baby. I want to do this, that, and the third. But then other days it's like, man, like, hell no. When you get to, you know what I'm saying, see more things and feel like you're still on your journey to take it to where you want to take it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think plus when you have a lot more to lose too. You know what I'm saying?
Hell
when you
yeah.
get to a certain point yes. when you're like...
It's different though. So imagine like all y'all ladies just like press the reset button. Every lady that's in here just says, poof, I don't got no nigga no more. I'm nothing. I'm starting from scratch. And then you're meeting... people are meeting you at an elevated level. So it's hard to see what their true intentions are mm-hmm. based mm-hmm. on that unless you come across a rare situation where somebody's on the same playing field as you. They understand how you move. They understand what's going on. But that's my only like thing as a man to be like, damn, like, you don't really like me. You just like what the perception of the what you see of me, you know?
But don't you think it's possible, though?
Yeah, I
exactly.
think anything
yeah.
is possible.
Yeah, it's possible.
For real. Yeah, for sure.
I think he used to a certain type.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think, sense. You know, damn it. You know, he's been in this industry a long time, much
a
longer
very
than
long
me.
Time.
So yeah. he didn't see more shit. So yeah. I think you just used to a certain type.
Hey, yeah, I'm feeling like I'm getting beat up in this one.
I told you.
Like, I have to say, sometimes right. I feel like I have days that I'm like, oh, I want to have another baby mm-hmm. and I want to be with a man and I need love. And then other days I'm just like, oh, ew. Imagine that.
Right. You know what? I just did this panel and the question they asked all of us was like, what
Thanks.
Is your ideal life? Right. And so it's interesting because, like, the other two women were there. They were like, you know, a great husband, this, this, and that. And I didn't even think about that.
Hell no, that wasn't your answer. That definitely wasn't right? your answer. You was not usually, like man, kids, family,
so,
picking
you don't ever feel like sometimes it doesn't cross your mind that you want to get married?
I think I could not get married and be happily with somebody.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that, too.
I feel the same way.
Yeah.
I feel that, but that's still on my list.
Yeah, and I'm like, there's nothing wrong with that, too.
I'm not canceling marriage out at all.
Mm-hmm. What's crazy mm-hmm. is I'll be like dream wedding. Like I was just watching yes. 90 Day Fiancé last night and like, everybody got married.
You saw your dream wedding on there?
I did not. Nah, but they were all having their, you know, the one girl's always talking about her dream wedding, right? And I was just like thinking like, dang, I really couldn't care less about actually getting married. But just the wedding is like, I would love my wedding to
you
be
want a party.
Like that moment.
She's want a big ass party. Yeah,
I want to go over exactly, it's the ring. It's the wedding.
I don't like the business behind marriage.
Especially these days, and especially with the caliber of men
hold
that
on,
you are,
like
because then you gotta worry about
you should be okay.
Yo, chill,
you gotta worry about prenups and all of the you know
so
the business part.
So if I ask for a prenup, is that offensive to the women that's sitting here?
Like, what do you think, Ting?
I don't think it's offensive, but at the same time, like man, by the time you're married, you want to trust your partner enough to have like. Faith that they ain't gonna be on no bullshit about money.
Mm-hmm.
It's not offensive, I get it. But at the same time, like, you gotta find that right one so you're not even thinking that deep to me.
I think it depends on what's in it too, right? Because
yeah.
you can make mm-hmm. a prenup say whatever it is that you wanna say.
Yeah.
He could come at you with a prenup.
Like, you don't trust me. Like, you think I'm gonna go bad on you.
But then he could go bad on you and then you could, you know what I'm saying? Because you
yeah,
could put in a prenup.
Sure.
If you
sure.
fuck another bitch, then yeah, yeah. I get
would you be fine
$10 million.
With that?
I think when I get married,
put that
I'm gonna. I'm gonna when I get married, okay? I think you, even when exactly. you get married, you're gonna want a prenup.
Really?
Yeah, because you
want
to protect
it,
your
though.
Own
like
stuff.
I feel like, man, it's like I'm kind of setting myself up. Like, it's almost like you just.
Setting
you're not
up
really
a failure.
Confident in it. Yeah.
But I think even when you start a business, right? You have to put in place things that, because it is a business situation once you decide mm-hmm. to legally get married.
And it's for your own protection
That's
in
true.
The long run.
And
we
so
can't
I feel
predict
like, yeah,
what's
you never
happen.
Want your business to fail, but you put things in place
just in
case.
It but does. What business got to do with
that's
love?
That's true. Mm-hmm. And that's like, where I'm coming from. I'm looking at it as a like, love.
Like, what if it makes his dick stops working?
And it's a,
I don't want to be here.
I don't want to be here. The dick don't work.
But that's prenup.
The dick is crazy.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, man,
it's over.
That means your marriage built off one thing, or you know, it's supposed to be life or death. So
you think you could be with somebody if your dick didn't work anymore?
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health. If your dick broke, you're sick.
So you out and it stops working.
We might have to have some type of agreement. Like,
see, her prenup is crazy.
Yeah,
her prenup. But it might have to be because that's like, not fair. Like, would you want a woman to stay with you if you can't have sex? That's kind of selfish.
Yeah, that is so fucked up.
It depends on what the terms of that is. Like, if somebody gets into a freak accident or something like that, and they paralyzed from the waist down or something, you know what I'm saying? God forbid to anybody that's listening to this. Like, that's kind of like, you said for better or for worse. Like, it wasn't I went and did something or some bitch cut off my dick or something like that. Now I don't have one. Right, you know what I'm saying?
But like, you wouldn't feel bad. Thing. She's like,
she better sit on her face or something like that. Get a toy or something like that. Chicks be liking toys more than niggas sometimes anyway. For real, for real.
You got to stand on love in your marriage. If not, that shit not going to work. It could be all type of freak accidents or anything can possibly happen.
Well, you know? Here's the real thing.
Business go bad.
What if the pussy stop working?
And the pussy
stop working. Can you be okay with that?
The whistle is the whistle.
You brought it up. Are you okay with that?
If I was locked in like that, I would have to be. Like, we would have to make something shake, for real, for real.
Something.
Yeah.
Your hand be shaking, that's about it.
I don't want to get married and jack off all the time. That sounds like a
waste. This is hilarious. But it's ways around everything. No, I like how you said that, though. Like, we're going to have to make something work.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like how marriage song.
That's like a real hall pass. That pass is crazy. That's a lifetime hall pass.
Well, right, is cheating a non-negotiable?
Hell no, it gotta be negotiable. People always slip up. Male perspective. Yeah, for sure. This is just a male perspective. So I think that I think that men just think with their dick sometimes and they just use it. And it's not as much passion and it's not as much thought process that goes behind a woman actually cheating. If a woman cheats, she has a different regard about it. It's more internal than external or whatever. And it's
not
just,
these days.
I think that's a myth, though.
Yeah,
I
feel like
that's always the answer from a man.
There's a lot of cheating ladies around. Do y'all only cheat and put a lot of thought into it and it's deeper than that? Or see? Women sometimes
just
cheat for the same reason.
Women have
one-night
stands.
Pussy be thriving.
Should
I love that for them?
Yeah. We see that print, we be like, ooh.
Go crazy. We love that for them.
You see them gray sweatpants?
But to me, like, men cheat at the same time. You're not going to cheat with just anybody. You have to start some type of connection to me. Even if it's just getting her number, that's cheating. Even if it's just where you stand tonight, you're not just going to meet somebody on the street and hit them the same day. I know most men not.
Some men will.
It's gonna be some type of connection.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Y'all think so?
Yeah.
I think at a certain level, you know, you gotta be a little careful.
Well, hey, Mika, how has your selection changed? As you said, you've matured and gotten
older. Change at some point.
How has your selection process changed?
It's just more thought out, as she was saying, and just like trying to figure out, you know what I'm saying, how to navigate through different things and different personalities, you know what I'm saying? And if you decide to do that, for me personally, I'm so locked in on my music and everything I'm doing that I really don't have time to really be like going crazy, like doing anything that's like super wild or outrageous.
I feel like with women, you've been through a lot of shit too. Like,
me with women? Yeah, but this is what the thing is with me. It's fucked up things that have happened, but in hindsight, sitting here at this chair right now, it's like you've just been able to experience things like that because I've been in the music business for so long and I've been able to maintain a certain relevancy into the game to where like I've been in it for 20 years. So like I literally grew up in front of everything. So all my mistakes were on front blast and front page to see with just different women. But I mean, as the older, as I grow, like just learning more and just trying to not make the same mistakes was, you know what I'm saying, is the key. You know?
Yeah, but I'm saying, but so how is that selection? Like even that unfortunate incident at the house, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So like how has that changed you when it comes to how
I ain't gonna lie, I got PTSD. Like, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like even if it's not like on a us like a dating or whatever y'all with lip service generally is about. It's just more like just trust for people in general, male, mm-hmm. female, because mm-hmm. I'm sure it was a man that was involved with that as well that put her on to that and said that let's do that, you know what I'm saying? So it just puts up a different wall and a different block for everything. I just think that everybody is like trying to like has ulterior motive of taking advantage of, you know what I'm saying?
Well, Tink, let's do some this or that with you guys.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so you guys pick which one you like better, okay? Mm-hmm. Public relationship or private?
Private.
Private.
That's a coincidence.
No, I'm serious. Look, private. Private is always better.
Why do you say that?
I mean, people can destroy something really quick. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think people want to see you happy. And especially in this day, like, drama mm-hmm. get the most attention, so.
And it's dead.
You know, when you post your relationship, people are going to start bringing out old shit. And I don't know. It just come with a lot. It's too many eyes looking.
Yeah. It's something I heard us say before, too. It's almost like in this era that we in right now, I guess the toxic era, like people prefer to see the entertainer more upset or going through some shit, you know what I'm saying? Right. More so than just being happy and full of joy and all this other shit. It's like, bitch, when you gonna be mad again?
They want
to
agitate you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they want, and that's why I think loving hip hop and all that other stuff or whatever is like, was really, and reality shows is because it shows that like, oh, this person I thought was on this type of level, this really nigga got just the same shit as me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think that it's,
like,
that's what
let me watch this train wreck and be entertained.
Exactly, that's the
play. That's sad, but it's so true. But it's fucked up that that's our reality right now.
Uh-huh.
All right, sex or the studio?
Both.
Nope.
Sex in the studio.
I think one encourages the other. Listen, no, I'm going to pick one, but at the same time, you need a balance. Like in the studio, what we talking about? What our music is, you know, going to be based on?
Studio.
All right, he'd rather work, and you like, okay.
You need motivation to go to the studio.
I think when you put in the work, the sex gonna come from that. You know what I'm saying? If you got good work and like you successful and you know what I'm saying, you doing your thing, I think that
people want
you more and that you have more opportunity to have sex because of the success that you're creating at your work.
That's a nice perspective.
The never ending circle.
Yeah, okay.
Very vicious.
I get that too. But at the same time, like, you want to have some motivation. Like, I like to go to the studio when I got something to talk about. Mm-hmm. Like, when you're dealing with a man, you know, your song
especially
might be
in
better.
The studio when you get there.
Inspiration. Yeah, you need inspiration.
Mm-hmm. What about you, and studio or sex?
Yeah. I'm not an artist.
You be in
you
the
work
studio,
in the studio all the time.
Oh, no, I'm tired of that shit. I'd rather have sex.
She about to check out. She said up all this business is around her. Fuck the studio.
Can I please go home?
She's like, please go home.
No, for real.
That's how I'm feeling. You work all the time too, so you know.
Yeah. And I love being at the studio. Don't get me wrong. Right. I'm there a lot. All the time.
It'll still be there though, you know.
But yeah, exactly. Like I said, you need inspiration.
No, for sure.
All right. Love songs or breakup songs?
Breakup songs for me.
Clearly. Love songs. She a man eater. I love, but you know, she get her vibes off of, you know what I'm saying? Like she like to, that's her venting process. I feel like she goes and just whatever she going
that's
through, she just
escape.
Leave it on the mic.
So who is trifling about?
Trifling is about all these men.
That
it's about all
yeah.
of them. I don't think I write songs like they can be about a particular person, but I'm speaking for the masses. Like, you know, it can pertain to 3, 4, 5 niggas, you know, not
for
just
sure.
one.
They all like this song about me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, and I feel like for all of us, not you, because we're talking about girl talk now, but we've all had like a fuckboy make you feel a kind of way. And been like, what the fuck am I doing?
Right. It's like, we don't realize that they fuck boys until they do some fuck boy shit. And then it's like, oh, you one of them.
Yeah. So what is some fuck boy shit? Let's discuss what that entails.
We might live for a while, Angela. Look.
Let's give some examples, okay, of what we consider to be fuck boy, trifling shit.
Trifling.
I feel like the first thing that comes to mind for me is a guy fucking with me and then trying to talk to one of my friends.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Or vice versa.
That's trifling.
Mm-hmm. That's trifling. And she's going to tell me, bro.
Or trying to talk to like 3 of y'all at once.
So
and we all know each other. Like, we're not
yourself.
All going to talk about you.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Mm-hmm. Are y'all committed though? Like, are y'all locked in? Like, are y'all
it
like
a thing? It doesn't even matter if you trying to just, y'all got to space it out. I'm not saying that once you talk to one girl, the other one is off limits. Nah, just so space that, it out. That, you know that, what I mean?
Let's ring it back. So we got to have some fuck girl shit for me or whatever.
Okay, girl. Right? Wait your turn. No, nah. Tell us when. We'll go back and forth. We'll let you represent.
The example she gave, not pertaining to nobody in this room, but it's very possible mm-hmm. for you to work in one industry and talk to multiple people in the industry. I'm not saying that happened yesterday or the day before or 2 months later, but if that's the case, we all friends, or at least fake friends mm-hmm. to the degree, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Phone yes. kick it with each other to a certain extent to where, you know, niggas talk
that's
like women
saying.
Too.
That's why you gotta space it
niggas
out.
Niggas talk worse than women.
Nah, for
yeah,
real.
Yeah, I feel like our industry, because you know, we date here.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? So I'm not saying that, you know, everybody's off limits. But if you already fucking with my friend, don't try to talk to me. Your chance is really low. Yeah.
Cause you know
me talking
unless
back.
Though, sometimes you know guys I mean? Could be a pass around.
No, but we already spoke about that if that's the case.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, so
girl, you need to do that.
So that's something that's a good question. How does a guy know when he's a pass around? How does a guy know when he's a pass around? Because we know who's the pass around, but how do they know? Because maybe a guy's trying to talk to both friends because he thinks he's a pass around.
Mm. I mean, I don't think they care.
Exactly.
Do they ever?
Yeah.
So I mean, I think they be into that shit.
Man, yeah,
they
like that.
It make them feel like powerful. Like,
yeah, it's an ego thing for sure.
It's an ego thing.
Yeah. It's negative for women, but it's like for men, they like pass me around.
guys. But you know, some girls catch feelings for certain guys, even if they could be a pass around.
Right.
You know.
Y'all capping. Don't no woman in here want a man that's not desirable to no other women.
No, but that's true,
that's a
but we also prefer
true.
A man who's selective, right? Because you don't want to talk to a guy that will fuck anybody.
Real talk.
Because that make you feel like... Mm.
But what if they're not fucking everybody, but they just enjoy being
not
around women?
Everybody.
You know what
anybody.
I'm saying?
Anybody. There's a difference in everybody and anybody, you know?
And also, because you want your guy... You want it to feel like my guy is...
Exclusive.
Not attainable for anybody.
Exactly.
He ain't gonna just be around untouchable.
That's
just like you would want your girl to be like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fastest way
like
for
she cool,
thank
but,
you.
Yeah.
Men really honor women that like other niggas can't touch. So it's the same for us. We want that same feeling.
Same.
Like she say, exclusive, untouchable.
Yeah.
That make a man look so much to me in my eyes. Like you look so much.
It's so
better,
sexy
like,
for me
same.
When a girl
you're more attractive when
nobody
can get
next to my
you.
Man.
Same.
I feel like when you're too accessible, even as men look at women, when a person is too accessible, it's like everybody right. know about that shit.
Mm-hmm. That's cap too, because all these niggas that's rappers and singers, they all want to have sex with the same girl. As soon as somebody break up with somebody, they in a DM or this, that, and the third. Like, y'all, I've heard y'all talk about this on Lip Service before, like how men go after other women's
but not
because
she
you know
accessible. Maybe because she, you know, she on her shit or she with another guy or whatever, but not because she accessible because she sleeping and fucking with everybody.
Just because they trying to talk to her don't mean they could get her.
True. I think everybody accessible to Instagram shit.
Accessible, but not like she gonna really
these days.
Go out with you or do like there's certain people that you know like I might have tried and you know she didn't bite.
Mm-hmm. I'm with y'all. I'm getting out this one. God bless y'all with it. I see. I agree.
You wanted to chime in.
No tapping out.
Exactly.
Didn't he want to chime in? Now you want to tap out?
Because we got the upper hand. We can go for days.
So let's talk about these tribal. So what are some other examples of what makes a guy a fuck boy?
It's a lot of things.
The lying.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be the lies.
The sending off.
Lying is always bad.
It'd be the lies.
You know what's trifling to me though? It's like when a guy kind of has like a double life he playing.
Mm.
So like a nigga will act one way when he in front of you, when he taking you out, when he meet you. And then a nigga get around his guys and pretend that, you know what I'm saying, it's nothing close to it. Like, you know, you just, you know, nothing
like,
to
I
the
was
nigga.
Just sitting on your face.
Exactly.
Right. And
that's
now you over here.
Yeah,
right.
I think
don't
that's
front
telling
down.
Me I love you. I got it right here.
Yeah. And that to me is like very like trifling. Very like fuck boy.
Why do guys? That's young though. I feel like that's an immature thing. You know what I'm saying? Because
I think it's a man thing. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, like niggas like looking like that nigga, so they not gonna admit when they in love.
Guys will cry in front of you and then act.
But
tough
will cry on the phone to you. Or,
yes.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Just being their feelings with
you. Yeah. Like you trifling, you can't stand on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's I think true. Another one is a guideline about how much money he makes, his lifestyle, sharing his friend's so jewelry, sharing his going to his millionaire friend's house and wearing their sneakers.
Wearing his sneakers. That means they're the same size or he's squeezing his
Because, you know, that's when you're really in a lifestyle, you only wear an outfit once, maybe twice, so you give it to your friend.
I'd be wearing my shit.
I wear my favorite stuff.
Yeah, I like to wear my shit back. But I feel you.
But you know, but guys,
after you put it on the ground, it's like dead for it almost.
Wearing
for real.
He in the club wearing Chris Brown's watch or something because he's in the crew.
Hey man, they're my guys, man. Chill out. I love Chris Brown in this.
No, he said wearing his watch.
Not wearing his watch. You know what I mean? Because Chris might have been his friend and let him borrow the watch for the night.
But look, this was fucked up too. On the other hand, from the men's standpoint, so if you are a guy that's in that level and that has a bunch of jewelry and a bunch of things and your boy ain't shining like that or whatever, you want to see your nigga shine. So he might not even ask for the watch from me or whatever, but it'd be like, yo, come on.
That's
like,
true, that's what I'm saying.
I don't want you to be in this bitch naked. You know
but
what I'm
wouldn't
saying?
You rather, if as a guy, wouldn't you be like, I'm good?
Exactly.
It's a problem when niggas start guessing like it's them. Yeah. Like I bought this shit or they trying to get not a girl off of club, it. Like, that make it different.
Yeah, if they throwing rollies in the sky like flossing it like that, then that's one thing.
Or you know, they posting it like it's theirs. You know, that kind of changes.
I go out with my niggas and they be like, yo, like, well, I don't go out often, but if I was to go out or we somewhere and I have a lot of stuff or whatever, I would definitely want my niggas. Because in the eyes of the guy, it's like, I want to look like we all bosses around each other, so it don't look like I'm treating y'all some different type of way or whatever, that type of shit.
Thanks.
That's why you like, always gotta be with the top one in
and
the
then don't go out with no prerequisite. Like, don't you go tell no bitch that this your watch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, yo, do
or
your thing.
Or drive in somebody else's car.
Well, same thing.
Driving your baby mama's car.
Oh, yes, see,
that's a real thing.
Driving your baby mama's car.
Driving your neighbor's car to go pick a bitch up. Come on.
That's trifling. You can't have no other woman in your baby mama car or your woman's car.
Yeah, that's extreme.
And you can't fuck somebody else in your house if y'all live together. That's whack.
That's extreme. Yeah,
that's extreme. Like your privacy.
You'd be surprised.
Your safe space.
You'd be surprised.
That's very trifling.
Very trifling. That's on the high end of trifling. For sure.
I ain't gonna let that happen to me once.
Yeah.
Right. And how did you take it though?
Well, I didn't find out until after, but I could tell this is my first job working in the industry. I was at work and my ex kept calling me while I was at work. I could tell he was up to something. Cause he would kept being like, yo, what you doing when you come home? I was like, he was calling me too much. So I knew something was going on. Cause it was like, he kept checking in to see like what time I'm coming
making
home.
Sure you weren't pulling up.
What? Yeah. So I went home early. I just left work. And I guess he called and they said I wasn't there. So he got nervous. When I came home, he was holding all the sheets in his arms, going to the laundromat. Cause this is my first apartment. So I didn't have a washer and dryer, but never again. Mm-hmm. And so he was going to the laundromat, holding the sheets, not even in no bag or nothing, like walking down the steps. I was like, what are you doing? He was like, I'm going to wash the sheets. I was like, you've never washed the sheets ever in your life. You've never gone to the laundromat.
What if he just wanted to make sure the sheets was fresh? You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's never
is he a clean
though.
Nigga? Like, well, I wash my, you know what I'm saying?
I actually ended up talking to the girl later.
Oh, shit.
So, but thank you for trying to cover for him.
they always do,
guy
right?
Code
I didn't
want
to
fuck, like,
in my younger life, I did that. Like when I first got my deal and I had like the song Sexy Lady and I was Young Berg or whatever, I was on a Scream tour and a girl that I was dating at the time or whatever, I was on tour and like my lease, it went up in my crib and I was moving it to another spot and she was like, I'm gonna go get your stuff for you or whatever. And she put it in her crib and she was an actress. So by the time I got back, she was like shooting a movie in Africa for like 4 weeks or 4 months or some shit like that.
Party time.
And then I was wilding, but I was 20. So
did she find out?
He was in her spot with other bitches.
Oh, that's awful.
He was a child.
Yeah, I was 20.
Yeah.
So it 20. Wasn't like that, but I did.
But
the
you
whole
did she find out?
And it was in her crib, right?
Y'all know, it was in LA. I think she was the bitch living at the Archstone or some shit like that in North Hollywood. It wasn't nothing. It was humble beginnings, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But she just took my stuff and like let me move into her stuff. But she was gone for like 4 or 5 months. So like, I mean,
he was a guest too at that. Yeah. God damn it.
She was
gone for a minute.
Like, yeah, sheesh. Like so that's fucked up. But I mean, shit, whatever you learn.
All right. Now, another thing I wanted to talk about is the song Cater. So sometimes catering to your man, I feel like it can get, like, people kind of look down on that, but I think it's a positive thing, right? Yeah.
Same, I do too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. As long as he's catering to you also at certain times in the ways that you need to be catered to.
That's the key. You got to make sure it's somebody worth it. We're not just catering to anybody. This and that one, takes time too. Like, you want to, you know, build a foundation before you just out here doing everything, being submissive to these niggas.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time to get to that point.
So what do you think about that? Now, let me ask you, because I know you...
Well, I know the backstory behind all these songs because I'm there in the studio every day 24/7.
So what's the backstory behind that?
Shit, we was in Miami and we was recording, and I think we wasn't seeing eye to eye about something or whatever, like, and we was kind of getting into it because, you know, after you be around somebody for so long and y'all working and y'all doing stuff, we might not... I don't remember what we was into it about or whatever. It was something creative. And then the next day I just hit her like, yo, what songs would you want to flip or whatever, like a sample. And she was like, cater to you. So I just actually did the music for it previously or whatever. And I just sent her the music with no drums on it. And I walked in the studio and she had the whole song written. It was beautiful. You know what I'm saying? So I think that, you know, like, shit, like, she wasn't trying to cater to, you know, she ain't had no motherfucking Nobu in the studio for me when I got there. But I mean, shit,
you know,
she was pulling from something, you know what I'm saying? It was going through something, you know what I'm saying? But it's just art at the end of the day. Like, I'm glad that the song came out like that because it threw a curveball in a way. I was adamant about us adding a bridge on a record and stuff because I just wanted that organic feel with the music of R&B. And I thought that it's a different narrative to be pushed because everything is so much, I hate you, fuck you, this, that, and the third or whatever. Mm-hmm. Let's splash something out there that just shows a different diversity, even for her core audience too, because sometimes some of her shit is kind of like edgy and, you know what I'm saying, against men as well. So I thought it was like, refreshing.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of happy love songs.
How did you feel recording
that? So this was different. I felt good, actually. What he was trying to say, like, we had a falling out or whatever. So, you know, as we in Miami, I'm recording and shit. The mood wasn't right. So after, like, not talking for a long time, we kind of, like, had a good conversation. So I was just feeling the good vibes again. And I went in the studio and kind of made, like, a like more Peter. Happy, positive happy song.
I like it.
You know, mm-hmm. It was off the, you know, I guess makeup type vibe. Yeah. So
what was the falling out? Like, why were you not seeing eye to eye? Is it mostly about...
You know me, what? And we really like best friends. So we'll fight over anything. Like, you know, we'll fight over like what we drinking for the night. It'd be like small shit. So ain't no telling what we was arguing about.
I done came back like, yo, I got such and such. She going to do a feature for you. And she like...
Chill.
Nah, I ain't going to say that, but she like, that ain't... like, she no, like, nah, that ain't what I'm on. And then I'm like, hey, yo, what you mean? Like,
but who's more stubborn? Like, when y'all... Who starts these arguments more and is more stubborn?
Oh, it's always me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but it'll be about some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, this really my... We close, like, really real homies. Mm-hmm. So we can fight about anything. It don't be deep.
Y'all both from Chicago. Did y'all know each other in Chicago?
Mm-mm.
Hell no. So I'm actually, you know, I'm a lot younger than him. So
yeah.
I don't know a lot about mm-hmm. his previous life when he was coming up. So it's like, I
you
like
know
that
Young
part.
Berg, you know
I don't
Hitmaker.
Know Young Berg. I know Hitmaker. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like that because I hear stories. But yeah. It's just like, I know what I know.
He's a wild boy.
Hey. So I'm kind of glad. Like, yeah, I don't know too much. But no, we from Chicago. So we got a lot of like, similar vibes, like mm-hmm. places he grew up and used to kick it at. That's, you know, places I know, like schools we went to and shit like that. So we got a lot in common.
Nah, like, for sure. Yeah. And like, just as far as like the city, you know what I'm saying? I just want to attach myself to all the dope people from Chicago. You know what I'm saying? How it started initially was just like, man, like I know Mickey who works with her as well. And I was just like, yo, like he presented it to me. And I was like, we had never met. And the crazy thing is like, she never really worked with nobody before. Like she always would just go in the studio, lock herself in the studio, no
private.
Producers around,
so
no
private.
Nothing or whatever. So it took a little bit, you know what I'm saying, to crack the shell because they had told me what it was. But like, we just hit it off kind of like instantly. Like the first day was a little rough and then day two was like, all right.
What was the first day like?
It was so hard. Yeah. Not even hard, but he felt like I wasn't really into it. Mm-hmm. And I was just trying to understand it because he works with producers. He'll have writers. He'll have like all these people in your studio space. And I'm used to being in there with like two people.
So you had to adjust.
So I was like, oh shit. I'm looking at the room like, okay, how do we start this song with others? It was a whole new process. So that's all. He had to like...
And to me,
kinda
like,
just bring me into that world.
She was already successful before meeting me, and I was already successful before meeting her. So it was just like the meeting of us, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Getting on the same page because both egos is already like, nigga, I can do this without you.
But I don't have
and
an
I'm
ego.
I'm like, yo,
though.
I'm the littest nigga in the game.
I'm a little
you better
shy.
Listen to me. You know what the fuck we about to do?
The ego falls on him, I think, so more.
No, it probably
more so than me.
I agree with
your ego is crazy.
I probably agree with that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I don't really have a big ego. I'm just shy, and I have a, like a process. So I be trying to understand.
You're like a self-contained type of person.
Yeah. But after you opened up a little bit and got used to, let's say, his formula, you see that it works, right?
Yeah.
It was up. Studio sessions was live.
What were your conversations like? Because I feel like to do the music that you do, you got to really open up about your life.
We know a lot about each other, you know what I'm saying? Not a lot of the bullshit that y'all know about me, you know what I'm saying? But the current moments about me or whatever, it's just full kind of transparency.
Just to be clear, I know there's bullshit about you, but I still think you're a cool-ass person.
So I mean...
You have a good sense of humor about everything, too. But I know you've been through a lot of shit that's not easy. So I'll acknowledge that.
But that type of stuff is what makes us stronger. Yeah. You know, we learn from every life lesson, and we learn to make better decisions and move on and be better people.
And to keep pushing, too. I think that's a valuable life lesson, because I think people could go through things you went through and been like, fuck this shit. I'm out of here. Like, I'm not doing this anymore. But you are like, nah, fuck that. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to get back in here like this. I'm going to lie and act like I got this deal, even though I don't. And make
that was hard. That was, see, I don't know. It's a fine line with that. Was that lying or speaking into existence?
He was manifesting.
You said something that wasn't true.
He was manifesting.
He was manifesting.
I ain't going to lie. Like, a couple days later, that motherfucker came true. Jack, I might even keep saying this shit. Manifesting. Like, for real.
So,
for
did you manifest Tink in this situation?
I don't know if I would say manifest, but I think that once I was able to get
around it,
like, I like, I'm intrigued by people that are, that's like standoffish, to get to know like what the real, you know, her personality is like, really, like, if she not fucking with you, she not fucking with you at all. So it was a challenge to kind of see like who she was, you know what I'm saying, as a real person, and to get to the core and get from the outside of shell, you know what I'm saying?
So when was the breakthrough?
If we're being honest, though, it was quick.
Yeah.
Like, the first day I met you, like, we was really kicking it outside. Like, first day we met, we was, like, doing almost anything and everything.
Yeah, like, we went to Louis, we went shopping or whatever. Right? We was just kicking it.
Yeah, like, honestly, though, I could talk to him for hours. I think, like, the second week, we was chopping it up like we knew each other forever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's organic. Like, I don't be forcing myself. Like, I'm not after nothing with him. He ain't after nothing with me. Like, so we could just really talk, and I could vent to him. Like, a lot of producers in the game or whatever, you'd be like, I'd be scared to even mention certain things because it's like an industry shit. Like, with him, I really just could chop it up. We could talk about past shit. I'd be telling him, like, man, when I was in my deal, how do I work this situation? Or what attorney do I need to get? You know, so it's like he really be teaching me shit, you know, putting me on game. We talk about, like, you know, people he's worked with, stuff that he done seen. Mistakes and shit to watch out for. Now I'm keeping it honest.
I like it.
Cause I don't think people
this
know
is on
that.
A record too. I love it.
I know a real nice side of him. So that's what it is for me.
That's dope. Did you have
that
any
made
like
me open up more? Like, I could trust this nigga and tell him.
Did you Google him? Were you apprehensive at all? Like,
I did some research, but at the same time,
you know, we gotta do some research.
We always
but
do
sometimes
research.
That research is not good because you Google somebody and you have like it's.
You gotta do your research in 22 though.
But Google ain't the only way you can research, especially somebody of Tink's caliber who can, you know, ask questions and get real answers.
You Google and then you cross reference. You'd be
there
like,
exactly. You ask around.
I don't think men Google women.
What? You don't Google? You didn't Google Tink?
No.
I think they do. Come
do
on,
y'all follow each other on Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay.
I ain't following him right now.
Oh, well, no.
But that's new. That's new. And that's just me tripping out. You know what? I got a lot coming going on this week. And I just sometimes I need to have a clear mind.
Oh,
and he's
he
really
didn't even
like
know he wasn't following.
I know, so it don't make a difference. It's for my little piece, but no, I had to unfollow. I do that often to like all my friends.
Why?
Like, it's just like, you know, certain things they post like rub me. Certain things they post can rub me wrong or whatever.
What the fuck did you post?
Nothing.
He don't know.
Yeah, and it's not even deep. That's why Instagram is so toxic. Cause it'll look deeper than it is.
You know what? One of our biggest problems in us doing stuff or whatever, like, this what it is. Like, with me being, like, shit, 8 years older than Tink or whatever, like, the thing is that she grew up in, like, a super, social media driven, this, that, and the third, Twitter, this, that, and the third, or anything that happens. So, like, say, like, we've got, here's an example of us getting into it. Like, I'll go and post some song lyrics. She won't be around me, and I'll post some song lyrics from a song that I did the prior evening. And she'd be like, yo, why the fuck are you posting that? Just how, you know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't consider how it looked. Like, that looked weak. And I'm like, dog, this the lyrics from last night's song. And I sent her the song, and she'd be like, oh, all right.
But whatever. Y'all know if somebody's posting lyrics, it's because that's what they feeling, no? Or that's what they're going through at the time. It means something to you to post.
You could have posted anything.
It'd be like a dog ass line or some shit like that. Like, I'll be working with somebody that say like the most craziest shit or something like that.
I get it though.
Be like, yo, you said this and it's something like that's super out there. So I just posted it whatever and say whatever.
And she look at it and be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, why would you be
But then you know she's like that. So then you got to take that into consideration.
Nah, but then it's like, yo, like, you, fam, like, come on. Like, we love your piece, but what, at the same token, I still got to be, you know what I'm saying, me to a certain degree. Because it's not like I'm thinking about it maliciously to do so. Like, I know this is going to fuck with her. Like, nah, like, I'm just
But that's why you hit the unfollow button. So you don't even have to
see it.
You don't have to see it.
Have you ever blocked him?
No, I've never blocked nobody. Well, you know, I've never blocked him, but I will unfollow you, though, so I don't have to look at it. I'm not forced to watch it. If I want to go see what you're doing, I just check. So that's like both of our piece. Now you can have your piece and post whatever you want, and then I got my piece.
He was going to post whatever he wanted anyway.
He's like, I'm not going to stop.
Exactly. You ain't even got to worry.
Right.
So it's a win-win.
Say less, but damn, I ain't know she unfollowed me, so that's that.
Damn, like
all right, now let's talk about the song Goofy. I know that's some real Chicago slang too. Nobody wants to be a goofy. But have you ever in real life, because I know this has to come from a place.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the dick. Has it ever made you goofy?
Yeah. That's a real thing. I think all women have been through that at least one time in your life. Like when you find a man with some good dick or he doing something different in the bedroom.
Like what's different?
That could be a lot of things, new positions, y'all doing it in new places, or just in life, he's showing you some new shit. That can sometimes make you a little, you act out your character, act out of body. So that's all it meant. Like, of course, I ain't calling us goofy, but we act silly sometimes. Yeah. Like, we make slow decisions, or you put up with some shit.
That you normally wouldn't put up with.
That you normally wouldn't.
I was a little scared of this one, like, for real.
You said what?
I was a little scared of the Goofy song, like, prior to us releasing it, because it was just like, damn, you know, I've never heard an artist be vulnerable and, like, hold a mirror up to their self like that, to where it's like, she could say that about herself. It's usually like, you see the title Goofy, it's probably like this goofy ass nigga or something like that. And then it's the flip side, like, yo, it's really about me. And to be honest with y'all, like, shit, like, three men helped her create the song. Myself, Rico Love, and Cardiac.
I'm glad we're getting to that part,
yeah,
too.
So it ain't like...
I was a co-writer in the room, too, y'all.
Rico Love really got the dick, got me goofy off.
Yeah,
he went and did it,
Rico
pulled it out to Scott Pauls. So I hate to even say that. My son, ew. But, yeah.
You heard. Rico Love actually wrote the record. So.
We love Rico
Yes, we love Rico Love.
He wrote the...
Guys like that shit, too. They like for their dick to make you goofy.
Exactly.
They be feeling so damn powerful.
He was all behind that record.
He did that shit, and like, he must have been going through something, because he did that shit in like 7 minutes. He came in, he like, oh, this the track? I'm like, yeah, this one we fucking with. He paced around for a second. The first thing he said was, dick got me goofy. I said, oh, shit, this going somewhere different.
Let's not take that out of my track. But you know how you be mad, and then you be in bed, you have your back turned to him, right? And that, and then next thing you know, he's and then you're like, all right.
Exactly.
And you still be mad, but you'll have sex.
Yeah, you back at square one. And that's all the song is about, y'all. Like, in real life, you can't really take a song in 2022 too serious. Like, everybody's kind of, like, saying whatever comes to mind. Like, some of the biggest songs are just wild shit. Yeah. So I feel like, you know, really to make a splash, I got to get bold and I got to start telling it like it is. So that's what my album is really about. Pillow Talk is very raw. I'm really not, like, holding back any emotions on it.
What got you in that space?
What got me in that space? I think it's just me maturing and kind of like being able to face what I'm going through. You know.
You've been there. You know what? And we forget. Tinky's only like, you're only 27 years old, right?
I'm 27, yeah.
27 years old. And I just feel like we watched you grow up for real.
I know. And it's a gift and a curse too, because a lot of people will look at me and they feel like I'm still like, 2012 where I was like 16, 17 writing songs and I'm like, nah, y'all, I'm really grown and I've experienced things now and I've dated around and I've had relationships to, you know, to be able to say this, you know, have this conversation, to make a song like Goofy. But that's such a thing. A lot of people see me when I was like a kid.
And that's something that y'all have in common. That I'm sure y'all can
both of y'all grow up.
For sure.
Yeah.
Are you in love now?
Yeah. I think, well, I wouldn't even call it being in love. I just feel like I've, you know, I'm around love, like, for sure.
That's a weird.
I'm not in love, but I feel
love.
Right around the corner.
So love is right. Let me explain it because it is kind of going out.
It's better than being in love.
Being in love is very heavy. Let me say that. I'm around love now. So let me make it plain. Being in love is very heavy, and I think that comes with a lot. Like if you're in love with somebody, you probably like are looking for marriage, or you know what I'm saying. You want a deep relationship. But to be around love, that could be your best friend. That could be, you know, not to sound weird, that could be your big bro. That could be, you know, a better team of people. So I'm around love, and that's like a different
around
feeling.
I feel like being in
can
love
I say it like that?
Has
that
a
make
lot
some
of
sense?
Disappointments. And right. Being around love, you're feeling the love that's given to
come on.
And
around love. You're
so like, got me.
Sunday dinner.
That sounds good to me.
Right?
Season,
I think being in love is just so
heavy. Are you holding back, you think?
I got to. It's hard not to. Like, I'm really, like, I'm trying to protect my, you know, you got to protect your peace, protect your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And ain't nothing wrong with that, y'all. Like, I advise everybody to hold back a little, especially in this industry or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know.
It's scary.
So... You're right. I am probably holding back, but I'm not lying.
Mm-hmm.
Like to say I'm in love, that's very, very big.
No, I feel you.
But
what about
I
you,
Hitmaker?
You know I'm gonna ask you.
No.
You're not in love?
No.
Are you around love at least?
Every day, as much as possible.
I like around love better.
Have you ever been in love?
It's like a down comforter. Like soft.
Have I ever been
being
in love?
Yeah.
Warm. Right?
Being in love, you look at the person like you said, and you love them, so you want to see the best in them, and you expect to see the best of them, and because you're expecting, you get disappointed a lot.
To me, I think that.
And who wants that?
Yeah,
right.
Who has time for that?
Have you ever been in love?
Have you ever been in love? Yeah, I've been in love before, but every time in the times that I have been in love before, I'm not still close with them. We don't have a relationship. We don't have anything looking back on it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I kind of agree with her. Being around love is like, it's not like a cutoff date. You know what I'm saying? Based on it, it's not like, all right, it's the expiration date on this. Mm-hmm. This is going to come if this happens or whatever. If we not seeing eye to eye, then I'm not going to fuck with you ever again. Like, you around love and you vibing. It's just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you set certain expectations for, you know, so you able to protect yourself a little bit more.
When you were in love, did you feel like you were around love?
Nah.
Not
I felt
all
like
the time,
it was a job.
Right?
You know what I'm saying? I felt
not
like it was something
time.
Different.
Exactly.
Maybe sometimes, but not all the
exactly.
time.
Exactly.
I like that, Steph.
No, she said it. Like I already knew exactly what she meant. And I was like, man, that sounds good.
Yes. What do you think you hold back to then?
I'm just a man. I just ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep
why
it
do you keep saying
why
that you ain't
say
shit? That feels like a disclaimer.
But nah, you can be.
I prefer to put it like it's not really
like look at how successful you've been in your career, right?
Yeah, you're crazy.
And there might have been a period of time when they were like, he ain't shit. And you might have felt like that about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But then why do you feel like that about your personal life? Because that's not true.
I just think that men have a different regard for personal life than women.
It's a choice.
And I think that I've been through so many bad things or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That it's just like we saying, just a tad guarded, you know what I'm saying? And just not really to be like...
Because you could be attracting ain't shit. But I keep saying that.
You know,
because you know
be
how you manifest things, right? Like you talk about manifesting the situation right. 2 days
okay,
later.
Let me bring it back. I'm great. But I think,
I'm
amazing.
Here we go, let's manifest that.
Like, I just think that, you know what I'm saying? I have my moments. I'm human, and I have my moments.
We
and
all have
being
ancient moments.
Transparent. Yeah, so, like, that's more so what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I do have my moments, and it's a lot that comes with me. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you get to Googling and doing all that other stuff or whatever. Like, and that's why I just don't want... that's why I like it. I think it's better, like how we was talking about, more private than personal. Because if it was, if I was personally putting something out there and the person that I was dealing with wasn't ready for what the backlash could be, how the DM is going to shake, how it's going to do this is going to happen, it could possibly fuck up everything that you've been building with somebody at the same token too.
Well, how hard is it for y'all two to like work together, be best friends, and have this like deep bond with each other? How does that affect work? Does it ever affect work, or can y'all work and not and put that to the side?
Yeah, work will never get affected with me. Like I done been through so much, you know, to get here.
So I'm not playing.
I'm really like strong about that shit. Like we could have a moment and fall out or whatever, but we're gonna take the meeting. We're gonna be at the studio at 8 p.m. You know what I'm saying? Like I got a like a line between that shit. Like whatever's going on, you know, on our free time, cool, but when it comes to this money or it comes to this my career, I'm not playing. Like,
shit, she unfollowed me and I was here before her. So I guess that kind of let you know.
And I'm still, it don't change the business part though. Like,
gotta get it done.
But you like the bikini pictures though, right?
Which ones? I didn't even see nothing. You put some bikini pictures up?
No, so I just hit the unfollow, but yeah.
Angela is crazy. You notice he mentioned it like three times already.
So what's your DM looking like, Tink? And is it cool for you to like go out with other guys?
My DMs are wild right now too. Like
I bet.
And that's the thing I tell, like, you know, both sides, like it's easy for me to, you know, pick up a guy easy, like especially in 22, like the DM is like that's where everybody shooting their shot now. You don't even really have a see nobody in person, you're just in a DM.
Anything good?
You pay attention?
I'm really not into it, like right now I'm really not looking for nothing.
You want us to manage your DMs? We can get it.
Look, y'all will have me on some shit. I could see Angela like getting me into some trouble. But no, I'm really not looking like that. So I've been focused.
I can't see you paying attention.
Paying
attention to your DMs.
Exactly. That's a real thing for me. I'm really not on the gram as much. Like, unless I'm promoting or doing my thing on music, I'm like a real life person. You got to get up with me to really shake something with me. So,
like, the DM is jumping like all the time, but girls like you ain't looking at them.
Yeah, because you and everybody DM. It's not really special no more. Like,
that's how I feel. For me, like, you know, you would think that my DM is going crazy. You so many guys in there, but I'll look a handful of times a year. To be honest, I look at my DMs like, you got to catch me in there. And when I look back, even the ones that I missed, I'm not even mad that I missed them. I'm like, this is God that made me miss it.
My DMs is all about GoFundMe.
People are angry. I'm asking for money.
Yeah, people be, I have a GoFundMe or I need some money for this. I've had some hard times.
Oh my God. And that's the thing. Niggas like, being everybody DM. I got people, we had the same niggas sending us, you know what I'm saying? It's been situations. My friend,
same exact DM.
My hairstylist, he and her DM, he and my DM. I'll be like, damn.
Send the same message too. It'd
so
be the
it
same
ain't
message.
Really, you know,
they be having that same shit they send to everybody.
It ain't really what it's supposed to be.
I mean, it depends on what they're talking about. But, you know, they'll have one message that they think is going to get
real. Is there something overly that men send y'all in a DM or something like that? Like, what's the first interaction that a man normally would do, like, if he didn't know you?
A compliment. They might be like, I think you're dope. Yeah.
It's usually a compliment.
Okay.
They just, that's called fishing.
It's a compliment.
I feel like guys who aren't in the entertainment business, you know, they'll send a compliment like, oh, you're so beautiful or something like that. And then the industry guys be like, oh, they offer you a job.
Oh shit!
What kind of job?
Like, oh, I got some work for you.
Wow!
Damn!
Yes, that's the one. That's the one. That's
I get that. One.
What's your DMs like, you. Hemik, as a guy? Like,
wow! What you would think there is probably?
He's gonna keep it calm.
Yeah, like exactly what you expect. Yeah. And I know you've had issues, but you said like all these women want to just be artists, and you know they feel like they could just do it because they have a following.
I don't really that with me. Like I could be using my superpowers to a leverage to be like, yo, like every little chick that wants to rap or something like that, whatever. Like, but nah, like if you ain't got no record deal or nothing like that tangibly, and like it's not passionate to you, then I really don't have a desire to work with you. If it's not your passion, I see that. A lot of women are looking at this shit is a come up because mm-hmm. it's been so accessible and attainable mm-hmm. in such short amount of time, and they've yeah. seen people go through it. Like, yo, I know this bitch was eating wings with me on the floor 6 months ago, and now she's such and such, and she signed to
whoever. Your DMs must be crazy. I know you're not paying attention to them either. Nah. Absolutely not.
But at the same token, it's like, man, I don't really entertain it like on some music shit. If you're not, I've been through so much in the music business to see somebody that doesn't care about it and just think that they want to do something overnight and just randomly, it's kind of insulting yeah. to me.
I like, feel
it's
the like, same.
Yeah. So you want to waste my time? I done gave my whole life to this shit, and now you think that?
How like, dare you?
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, because it's like a thing people think, and I don't find this true. Mm-hmm. And I think it's sad. They think you don't really have to have talent to be an artist mm-hmm. now.
A lot of people think
and that's wrong.
It's very
that's facts.
We know it's fucked up.
Some if you people work, snuck in, but
if you work with me, you really don't have to be that, you know what I'm saying, like crazy or inclined. Because like, say if I do a song for a rap female artist, I usually have the song done and I just handle the song. It's a total different process than working with an artist that's a real artist like Tink. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of rappers, with no disrespect, without naming any names, like I'll have the song done and just be like, here, go do this. And my engineer is so fire. He knows that he recorded it. So he knows what I want to deliver. And if you sit in front of the mic for a whole day, I'm pretty sure you can get 8 bars done or something like that. So it's a gift and a curse.
Mm. All right. Now, let me ask you another this or that.
Oh, shit.
All right. Making love or fucking?
Making love.
She said that like, and she said it like she just made love.
No, making love over fucking. No, it's not that. It's not that at all, y'all.
Making love over fucking is a female answer.
That's the female answer. Yeah, I'm just saying it'd be her voice. Her voice be always sounding all
she's so
sexy.
Cool and calm with it.
No, no. But making love for me, yeah, I think fucking is like, you can do that with anybody. Mm-hmm. You can't make love to just anybody.
True.
Making love is special.
It's special.
So what's the making love process for you? That for you, there's ideal nights.
I'm saying like, of course, it's gonna start off. We're gonna do something to get there. We don't just go right into it.
Foreplay.
That could be. I was thinking like a date night.
Oh, date night. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Look, a day night.
Angela's just trying to get straight to this.
She is lit. Listen, I was not ready. I was not ready.
You know you got to stay ready with this one now.
See. Like, man, we need a shot.
She works too much.
She got to drink her drink.
I know. But no, it starts with a date. Mm-hmm. Of course, you got to get there. You want to do something fun. And then, yeah, you go home or you may go to your room. Foreplay, of course. Mm-hmm. I'm heavy on foreplay, too. I hate rushing into things like... I gotta like touch you, or we gotta do something before we just lay down.
You gotta eat your pussy?
Always.
See, that's what I'm saying. Yes, okay.
I think that's how you get activated. Ladies, no, you gotta get activated. You gotta activate her.
What's that called? Spit starting it?
I heard some girls.
I've never heard that.
Spit starting.
Wow. You made it sound terrible just now.
No. Spit start is when you just spit on it and try to stick it in.
Okay, see, I ain't know.
That's how
I know. Okay, yeah.
Come on, you gotta grow up.
Okay.
I'm just listening.
I'm glad you explained it though, because I thought of it like that too.
Yeah.
Okay.
What? So that's just a puh.
So, yeah, oh, that's okay. A spit start.
Nah, yeah, I feel you. Yeah.
Okay,
that's
no
not,
spit
that's
start.
Not intimate.
That's not like, yeah. Intimate at all. That's some shit you do to
that's
hoes.
That's like if your pussy dry, spit on my dick and put it in.
Yeah, that's just fucking. Sure that's not making love. That's just fucking. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah, all right, so now you got to eat the pussy. Okay.
Eat the pussy. We got to have foreplay.
Mm-hmm. Kissing.
Lots of kissing.
Okay.
That's like, I feel like that's after the date.
And you're doing oral also.
I mean, if you're worth it. That's not something I'm like jumping. We're not jumping into
making love. You gotta be worth it,
or right. You know, it takes some time for me to get into that.
But but this is making love.
But
not
yeah,
fucking,
making love.
So.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You
ever feel bad?
You gotta reciprocate.
Do you ever feel bad if you're like sucking dick good and then you have to stop because you don't want him to come? But you're like, I'm doing such a great job.
Listen,
I feel like
that
I should finish
me off because I really enjoy sucking dick. So it's like when I'm really into it and like really enjoying it, and then he want to stop because he about to come, I'll be mad. Like, what? Why you want to stop?
Then you'd be mad if he does come. Like, maybe I should have stopped.
I don't mind getting the first one in my mouth.
Sure.
Right. I like it there.
But you'll be mad if you don't have sex. Like,
have a drink or something, relax, smoke a blunt,
and then start over.
Part two.
Start over.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't like waiting.
All right. See,
Angela,
you're not a pleaser.
You don't want to wait.
They're pleasers. You're not a pleaser.
No, I said,
Angela's like, eat my pussy. Put that in the back. Go to sleep.
Angela got to work.
I got to be up for
you. I got to get up. Angela got to get up.
it's definitely a quick process. Like, I'm not down there forever. Like, and by the time
she said, I'm not down there forever.
And that's okay. And that's okay.
No, listen, you know what I think is good? If you do that and then you have sex and then you do it again and then you have sex, like, if you keep on alternating, it's called so that he doesn't come, but you're doing it like until he wants to, but you're not letting him yet.
Mm-hmm. Is that like a form of edging?
Yeah.
What's it called? Was it tantric? Or what is it called? Edging. Oh, so I'm almost there.
Yeah. And they be like,
bring it back.
Okay, see, but most men, once they get there, you got to finish, right? I never had a man be like, man, stop. I'm close.
If you're sucking his dick and he wants to fuck, he will be like.
He more so will tell you to keep going until he there.
Not all the time.
It depends on if he can go like more than one. Yeah, if he can come and keep going.
Some men know that once they go, that's all they got.
She said, I like that.
So they don't want to waste it in your mouth because then they don't get the pussy.
Yeah.
Is a nigga making love?
So bad.
I feel like if you're making love, then it shouldn't be no limits on the rounds that you have or whatever, because you actually love that person. You want to be around them. You're actually spending
the night. But some guys, it's hard for them to go. Like, just come and then go again right after. Y'all be falling asleep.
Or they just can't really bring it back.
Like, can you go more than once in a row? Like, right away? Do you stay hard?
Yeah, I could get active. I mean, if I'm into the person like that, I think as a man, if you get in some head and then you come or whatever, you still want to get in it. You still know that you got to return the favor to some degree or whatever. But
yeah, you have a drink of water.
Yeah,
right?
Like, if y'all
not to pee on.
If y'all kicking it, y'all could smoke a blunt, y'all could chill, kiki, right, laugh. She could touch you the certain right way or whatever, and you could be right back to it. Then it's like, all right,
then go.
Then it's like, I'm on your ass now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, like, you put it on me. Like, now let's see what this happens.
Isn't that different from oral than from intercourse?
Yeah, to me, because like sometimes it depends on like if you in a certain position and like you chest to chest with a female or something, y'all right there and y'all both are kind of climaxing, y'all into it like that, it's a different type of experience than just getting some head, you know what I'm saying? Like, and whatever, especially if it's just like, if it's not from someone that you making love with and you just getting head, it's kind of like I might be thinking about motherfucking the girl, something else, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas be replaying else, different women else in their head and all that, just thinking about different things, you know?
Mm-hmm. What about for women? Is it different from you, like, to come from oral than it is?
Absolutely.
What do you prefer?
I want that internal orgasm. I feel like that internal orgasm come from a deeper place, pun intended. Like, it's more, right? It come from deep within. Like, it hold more weight. It's heavier. Because that's something I can't do to myself. Like, I can make myself come externally 85 times, but I can't get that internal pleasure if there's no penis.
I used to feel like G before.
Facts.
But currently, I choose the other way because I like for a guy to make me come with his mouth and then, you know, kiss him right after.
Okay.
It's like something I kind of want.
Yeah, it's a different feeling when you come from oral, right?
You like oral better, right, Ange?
I don't think so.
I used to like it the other way around. I think I'd rather come from sex. My pussy ain't that much, but now.
But I do like to, I will say I like to come from oral and then have sex right after.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, same, same.
But if I had to pick an orgasm, I'm gonna want that internal orgasm.
I'm telling you, I like for it to finish and then he comes up, kiss me, and we're having sex in the kiss.
But sometimes I like a guaranteed orgasm.
Ain't that the normal though? I feel like any nigga that eats your pussy until you come, like the next thing is to bring it to you. Come taste this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we can't do that to y'all.
And then sex, right?
Damn.
Yo, no, thank you. No.
You never was like, what do I taste like?
Nah.
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 Angela.
Can't say I have.
What would you do if somebody like did that to you and then tried to kiss you after? Does she have to brush her teeth? Like, what if she swallows?
Yeah, respectfully, I would like for you to go like take care of yourself in the bathroom and then come back to.
Because a nasty guy will let you just swallow and then kiss you right after.
No,
that's too nasty.
I think a guy would respectfully decline, like, hey, what you doing, girl?
Or they'd be trying to kiss you, but like, you try to kiss and then they turn your head.
Turn your head away.
Wow.
But if I turn my head, then you already know what time it is. It's like, you might be embarrassed to the fact that you might get up and go, you know what I'm saying? Get yourself. If you try, nah, I can't go. Like, that mean that you just mad, like, you disrespectful, like, for real.
I feel like out of respect for the guy, after that, I'm not going to go and kiss him. Like, yeah, you got a real exactly. freaky girl.
Don't they have a term for that shit? That what's after? The term for that shit?
Snowballing.
Oh my God.
Why do y'all know that? Tick, what's the nastiest thing that you've ever done?
We just
USA?
Know.
The nastiest thing?
Yeah, what would you say is the nastiest thing?
That's in unison, though.
Yeah.
I mean, no. For me, I think you asked me this last
time. Things have changed. You're older now.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, the nastiest thing, I feel like the guys are a little more nasty than I am.
What's something somebody did to you that you liked that you didn't think you would like?
I don't know if we could go there today.
Girl, you on lip service.
I know, ladies. Look, probably when I got in my ass, I didn't expect to like it because it was like something I wasn't really into. Like, I don't really, at first I wasn't really like, you don't have to play with my ass, you don't have to do nothing to my ass.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually decent.
He said it was decent.
It was actually nice. It surprised me because I wasn't really into like, you could leave my ass alone, but it's nice.
Like, what was it? Finger eating out your ass?
When he ate it. All
right. You were like, okay, I do like this. That was nice.
Yeah. I'm still figuring it out too. Like, I know, like, I could be up here saying a lot of shit, but yeah, that's the one.
All right. I'm not mad at that. I never have gotten into that, but y'all like it. Like,
No.
It's not something that I'm really looking forward to, no.
Yeah, I don't like wet tongue in my booty.
And that's what I thought.
I like a thumb.
I feel like it's just an add-on. Like, I'm not going to tell a guy not to do it, mm-hmm. you know?
If you eat pussy,
but it's like an add-on. Nice. You lift the leg. Yeah. It's
got vibes.
It goes with the vibes. Exactly.
I kind of feel like pussy and ass is like such a close vicinity.
Yeah.
But if a nigga just bend you over, like, let me eat your butt. Like, you just
wild.
A wild
He's
nigga.
Just a wild
like,
turkey. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe
I got drunk in that. Because in a good session, you already in that area. You might hit it once or twice. You know, you might get in that area, but...
And if you eat the pussy from the back, you say you hitting it from the back,
you
eat the pussy from the back, it's going to happen.
Plus, if a guy knows that you don't like that, he want to do it to you and turn you out. I think guys like to go where no man has gone before.
Pause. No, thank you.
Listen, you've never had this guy. Always
go
wanted
no
to
man
do that.
Has gone before.
I get it.
Boldly.
Wow.
It's really like putting you on some new shit.
Yeah, they want to feel like, oh, you never had your ass? Hey, come here.
I think it's kind of corny to talk about sex prior to sex. I think it's more fire when it just happens. You
it's
know
pillow
what I'm
talk, so you got a whole EP.
Pillow talk,
I mean,
is
a whole album.
Pillow talk is after the
pillow
sex.
Pillow talk is
like.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She would be able to answer that more correctly than me because it's her expression. She named the album Pillow Talk, but I think to me, pillow talk is after the fucking. But to her, it could mean something different.
That's true, but it comes up in conversation. Are we not gonna be like actually sitting on the bed saying what we want to do to each other?
That could be actually kind of actually sounds good the way you just said it.
Yeah, I bet
sitting
you
on the bed talking about what you about to do to each other.
Eat my pussy.
No,
Angela, you sound like a control freak, though.
Exactly.
Like, you want to just have for real. She's the nigga in the relationship. Like, yo, come on.
Come here.
Get on your knees. If y'all in the bed talking about what you about to do to each other before you do it.
Is that role playing?
No.
You don't got to just
really talking about it.
That's weird. I hate when a guy asks permission to kiss me.
Yeah, it make it kind of awkward to me. Like,
yeah, if you're making it awkward, just go for it. If I don't like it,
let's
I'm
just
gonna
get
like,
into it.
It is me
tuck
too.
Tuck myself
times.
Away.
You can't just
Jesus.
Do shit nowadays.
Nah, for real.
No, I mean, no means no, everybody. But <Of course. laughs> if we're already this far, you know,
like, Matt, eat your
exactly.
ass.
Like, may I? Your fam.
Yeah, may I? Like, your ass.
Like, your fam.
Wow.
And a lot of times you like to have a drink. You're not even really in the mood to talk. I'm not in the mood to even, you know, talk too much. Like, let's get right, you
let's
know, into things.
And for me, the only awkward, the only question
that whatever in the car.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like the only question that wouldn't be awkward when you're already in that heat moment of about to have sex.
The heat of the moment.
Right. Asking for a condom.
Where's the condom?
Yeah, I think that's the only question that fits there.
To me, I think that
I bet you say you don't use condoms.
No, we talk so much for a living. All of us talk for a living in some type of capacity that I kind of like I rather with body. I would rather physically, but physical
exactly.
touch show more than a fucking layout plan or, you know what I'm saying? Same. Like a checklist that you got to hit off.
Chemistry and energy can't be, you know, denied.
Mm-hmm.
Like you feel that.
For sure.
You don't got to talk about that.
For sure. So.
Well, listen, I know y'all got a lot of things going on today, so mm-hmm. they're saying we got to wrap y'all up.
Okay.
But I do appreciate you guys coming and kicking with it. This was cute and this was fun.
For sure.
It's always fun.
Oh, I have a gift for y'all.
Oh, where?
It's always
before
fun.
We go.
So it's nothing crazy. Why are you looking so concerned?
Because he know what kind of gifts we be giving out, but it's, like, not that kind of gift. It's not that kind of gift. So we have a merch line.
Shout out to 1985 from Division. He actually wore the shirt the other day.
Shout out to 1985.
So, Tink, this is for you.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you the bag, too. I just wanted to pull it out.
Thank you. It's cute.
And Hitmaker, homeboy, this
appreciate
is for you.
Thank you very much.
Y'all get some lip service merch.
Yeah, lip service merch. And here's the bag.
We stepping it up, y'all.
We got merch. We got a smoke outside.
We gonna get you a deck. We got some merch.
We gonna get you a bib to eat ass with.
Wow.
No, but seriously, Tink, congratulations. Every time it's like level unlocked.
Yes.
And so we always love seeing you on here.
She breaking her shell for us too. We appreciate it.
Always. Y'all always bring out the crazy shit.
She was like, I don't know if I'm gonna say this, but and that's I love when you start up your when you start a sentence like that. I'm like, she about to say something.
No, but it's a lot of fun with y'all. I love having girl talk. Y'all get into it, into everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Always appreciate you because you know you are just uncensored and you have no problem.
But like, we did really good. He did really good today, though. Mm-hmm. Like, we were on a nice vibe.
There was times he chimed in and wish he didn't.
Story of my life.
Yeah. This is like the calm hitmaker today.
I know. He was like, no drink for me. I'll have some room temperature water. No,
for sure, man. I mean, I'm trying to take it to another level. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, grow up. I'm an executive now. I'm a producer, you know what I'm saying? So I think that being transparent sometimes it gets you in trouble. And then not only that, you know, like I've been seeing a lot of guys go do different interviews, you know what I'm saying, and kind of like say too much or whatever. So I want to protect not only myself, first and foremost, the reason I'm hip, Tink's brand and whatever, and not offend nobody. And also want to just keep the energy free flowing and so everybody
sweet.
That's very real.
That was really dope.
I get it.
And listen, I saw you post about your ATV accident. That you almost died.
Hell yeah.
So thank God you are okay, because you done been through all kind of shit.
No more ATVs, jet skis, none of that shit.
And you got a documentary coming, right?
Yeah, my documentary is on the way. Shout out to all the team that's involved with that. It's literally like going to show everything. So I'm super excited about people just seeing the journey, because more than anything, more than being uncensored, more than all this other stuff, I want people like in my career, all my ups and downs to be a testimony and just to show people that, man, like, resilience is key. You know what I'm saying? Never give up. If this what you really want and you want to take this shit the way you want to take it, there's nothing really stopping you. Do it. Go lie on a Breakfast Club. Tell your A&Rs want to give you a job. Go do whatever the hell you got. Yeah, yo, go on Love and Hip Hop. Yo, that shit. Yeah, yo, don't go. Nah, bring it back. Don't do it, guys. It's not real. At least all the other shit is real. Love and Hip Hop is not real, guys. But, you know, it's a part of my journey. I don't shy away from it. Mm-hmm. And I'm super excited because, man, I'm here and I'm up, man. I'm really blessed.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Congrats, Tink, always.
Congratulations to both of y'all.
No, thank you.
Yeah. I feel like next time you say congratulations, it'll be a different reason.
Oh.
Okay.
Yo, Ange.
Yo, she's been going crazy all night.
She wants the tea, don't she? Jeez.
Pillow talk is a vibe.
Yes, thank
you. I'm about to finish listening to it. I was listening on a plane. I flew in today, so I was listening on the plane.
But it's confirmed for me, y'all.
We was listening a little bit before we
I love that. Make sure y'all go and get it. August 19th.
I'm here for it.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I can't wait to see some visuals.
Oh, no.
Yes, I just dropped a Goofy. Mm-hmm. We got a video out. Mm-hmm. Cater featuring 2 Chainz. That's one of my favorites. Keep streaming it, y'all. Watching it.
Now it is. So, because I'm your nigga in a Cater video. And then after that, you pregnant in a Goofy video. And like, we just like, oh, so.
It's telling
you
know what's next. You know how
y'all don't be manifested too much. Yeah.
Oh, y'all know how people make up scenarios and truths and stuff. When they see things, they try to think they putting 2 and 2 together. So
it makes sense. But I think it's,
We normally split our guests up, but he was like, I want to sit next to Tink on this. So we had to put y'all on the couch together.
No, I'm glad.
We do well together for support. You know what I'm saying? I'm here for always, you know?
Always.
Y'all cute.
Y'all so cute.
Okay. Lip service.
Yes.
Thank you.